Welcome to My Soul to Soul Journey podcast, where we take intimate journeys to deeper connections. On this podcast, we will unravel the tales of our past love lives to uncover the profound lessons they can offer for our current and future relationships. My name is Tracy, and I am your guide to transforming your love life by journeying from past experiences to present wisdom, personal growth, stronger bonds, and a renewed perspective on love. Whether you're in the throes of a budding romance, seeking understanding and closure from the past, or perhaps you're just curious about the transformative power of love and enjoy listening to real stories from real people connected to multiple lives. Tune in and subscribe as we turn heartaches into stepping stones and connections into profound lessons right here on My Soul to Soul Journey. Today, I would like to introduce you to my special guest, Laura. Are you there, Laura?
I'm right here.
Yay! So let's take a moment. And what would you like to discover in today's session?
Well, I'd like to discover, I recently went on a journey of sorts, and during this journey, I had the experience where I asked, you know, what would you have me know and what would you have me do? And during this journey, I was, you know, the thought came to me to forgive a past person that I was in a relationship with when I was really young. And this person, I met him when I was 19 in college, and I would say he was like my first real boyfriend experience. And at the time, we were going to a religious school, and I was the kind of person that had everything planned out and all the order, and this is how it's all going to go. And if it all goes this way, then it's all going to work out. That's what I thought. And so this person that I was dating, you know, we loved each other so much, and we were really young, and he wanted to marry me. And so the religion that I was part of at the time, I was like, well, I can't marry you unless you go on a mission. And he had not planned on going on a mission or anything like that. And so he was like, okay. So he went ahead and went on this mission for me. And that, you know, it all fit the way that I thought it was supposed to go. And in this journey, which was really interesting, is what I experienced was my higher self, my heart, truly didn't want him to go on this mission. And that I just missed him so much, and I longed for him. And at the time, I was going through some challenging times, and my family told me, you know, you can't tell him that you miss him because that'll make him want to come home. And so I would just be this little cheerleader person. So long story short, I never told him that I missed him. And what I learned in the journey was that was so painful for me that I almost couldn't take it. So I kind of tucked it and pushed it down. And these are memories that, like, I didn't even remember anymore. And then while he was on his mission, my ex-husband came, and he really presented like this wow, you know, experience. And so I wrote a letter to the person that I really loved and told him that I was going to marry someone else. And I broke his heart, and I married this other person. And then 21 years of a very tumultuous, like, abusive, basically, it was like, what is it? The wolf in sheep's clothing experience, where he wasn't really who he said he was. And then I went through that whole experience of life and had 5 children with him. And then I've been divorced for 11 years. And then this person that I love so much, and it was weird because I kind of tucked him away and I would think about him kind of, but, like, anyway, he came back about a year ago into my life, reached out to me, and I had just gotten out of a really tumultuous relationship, very similar kind of person that's toxic and not healthy, and abusive, not physically, but he was like more emotionally. And so this person comes back in my life and we reconnect. And something inside of me was like, I just felt so safe and comfortable, but I just felt this internal battle. And then the person that I had broken up with that was in this toxic thing, he came back and was gonna be the man that I always wanted him to be. And he just presented this big wow thing and that he had changed his life and he got baptized. And he was gonna be this man that I always wanted. And then this other person that I learned, who my heart truly, truly loves, came back. And he was like, well, I don't know. I don't even know if I believe in God. I mean, he was everything about him. He was completely honest about everything. But this other picture, like, you know, these ideals that I was experiencing at that time in my life, I went back to this another, like wolf in sheep's clothing. And that was what I learned about that kind of person was he was just coming back because I broke up with him and he needed to win. And so long story short, that went nowhere. And it was just a really painful experience. But all the time when I went back to this other person, I didn't understand at the time. I understand now because I went through this journey. But at the time it was like I was missing this person that came back. And it was like, it was just this internal battle. Like I wanted to be back with him, but then this was like, oh, well, you'll have the life you wanted. So where I'm at right now is because of this journey and what I know now, I'm planning on meeting and having a conversation with this person that I hurt, not just like one time, but two times. Mm-hmm. I want to share with him what I learned. And I'm just like, I'm not sure how he's going to feel about it or if his heart is still open for me or what's going to happen. But it's like, I know now what I truly, you know, my higher self wants.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Would you be open to looking at the relationship you had with the boyfriend, the first boyfriend, the one that you're going to have the conversation with?
Yes.
Okay. So let's look at that. And then I think what's attached to that, what I feel coming up in is why this distractions. So if we have time, let's look at those distractions, which okay. would be the toxic relationships. Okay. But so that we're not naming any names or doing anything, I just want you to think about your first boyfriend and just think about him. Go back to a memory when you guys were younger in love, one of those happy moments. And you got quite a few. Good. Good. I love it. And so how this works is, you know, I see intuitively, I see pictures. I'm going to go ahead and describe as much as a picture of you as I can. And I also see metaphorically. So sometimes I'll see things or I'll get words and I'll just won't mean much to me. Or I'm like, why am I saying it like this? But it'll have everything to you. So if that happens, if you just want to elaborate and confirm, like, yes, I get that, then that helps me to keep going forward.
Okay.
But right now we're just going to do a little, you know, housekeeping, and we're going to go ahead and take a couple deep breaths. So just take a deep breath in, shake it out. Let's get rid of those toxic people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I've had a couple, so, you know, no shame. Ooh, ooh. Listen, just take a deep breath in again. Let it out. And as you're doing that, go ahead and keep breathing. I'm going to go ahead and ask silently that the information that we receive today be for the highest good of everybody. And I'm also asking for a safe place for each of us to receive this information and allow anything that's helpful to either of us to come through with ease and grace. Okay, so I'm just going to be silent while you keep breathing, thinking of this beautiful boy. I'm going to be a little silent. Check into your energy. Okay, so lots of dust. He's very protective. So sorry about that. I just had to take a little water. So the first picture that I see of the two of you is your brother and sister, and same gender, male, female, as you are in this life, but your brother and sister, he is actually younger than you. You're the older sister. He's a younger brother on a farm. We're going back, way. Like 1200s, 1300s. So you've had many, many lifetimes together, if you aren't aware of that already. But in this particular one, you helped each other a lot. So you're showing me you're on the farm. You've got, it's similar to a pitchfork, what I would say nowadays, but very simple tool. And you're trying to move some of the hay, the weeds. What is that? It's a grain of some sort. For me, I would be like, it's like alfalfa, but it's a little different. And you guys are out there playing. You're very close because you had to rely on each other. In other words, the yin and the yang. Like he couldn't do it without you, and vice versa, as children. In other words, if he would be shoveling the grain, you would be feeding animals. And you're showing me like donkeys and horses. You're very much intuitively together. You understood each other. So I'm not sure if that came through in this lifetime where you would start a sentence and he would finish it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He understands me. Like I kept pushing that away because he'd be like, oh, you're like, and I'd be like, no. Nope.
Sometimes it's weird, right? It's weird to see like, oh my God, they're in my head. And it's not that they're in their head, that you just have this divine connection.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. So that explains, so you have a connection. That was one of your, I think that was your first lifetime together. You came through because there was such a love and respect and honor for each other, that you came through again, as lovers. So I'm following you again. We're going to go, you're fast forwarding to like 15, 16. And you're the man, he's the woman, and you court him, which is awesome. And hold on, in your courtship, you're showing me, because at that time, your courtship was with, very formal, if that makes sense. So if you were in like English tea, formal, like high tea, very formal, had to be the right flowers, but not only the right flowers, they had to be arranged the right way. And the paper had to be perfect. And you just show me like you spent some serious time like putting together the little bouquet of flowers to bring to her. And let her know your intentions and your love. It was very detailed. The part of that was there was a denial because it's not as if she was out of your league, is that we would say now, you're dating out of your league, but you weren't allowed to, at that time, in that time and period, you weren't allowed, almost like tribes, right?
Yeah.
You stayed in your pod. Okay, and you just did not want to have anything to do with that. You were ready to let go of everything and become whoever you needed to be next to her. You ended up almost with a secret love affair. And I'm feeling like, because you're showing me a picture of both of you down by like a river or pond meeting. And you would almost stalk her, but follow her. But she would also lead the clues, right? So in other words, if they were going to picnic someplace, she would leave you a clue so you knew where to be. where she was picnicking. And then she would be like, I'm going down by the river. And you would go down by the river and you'd share glances. And you had a secret love affair. You had a secret communication there. That one never, you never came together because you had to stay in your own, you know, your own tribes, your own districts, whatever that was at that time.
Yeah.
The first time you came together, so now you show me we're all the way back to the 1800s, and you're building the Americas. You just traveled across, you know, through, you've traveled some time for each other. He was already established. You came to town, and instant attraction. Just, you know, you looked at him, he looked at you, that was it. There was no looking back on tomorrow. And from that moment on, it was fast. It was a very fast romance. In other words, you looked at each other, you were married the next week.
Wow. Yeah.
And that kind of scared you. There was a lot of hesitation, but you trusted in that love. You trusted, and you two were just immeasurably happy with each other. Had a farm, you had 2-3 kids. You built up the Americas with each other, as you claimed your stake, and you vowed in that lifetime, we will always be together. Okay, so that's part of your connection with him, is we will always be together. You can change that if you want. You can keep that. So let's move to now and how this is helping you now. I'm feeling like his energy is a little bit guarded. There is a little hesitation. Like you say, he did need that win. He is very hurt. But the picture you're showing me is, you know when an animal is caged and hurt and they back up?
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what the picture that I'm seeing is, that back up. And the hair is not standing up on, you know, on him. He's not ready to attack or come at you at all. He's just... gun shy would be the word, right?
Yeah.
You have to take that treat, and it's going to be a little bit out of a time. So I guess the message here is, if you are going to talk to him, go slowly and go intently.
Okay.
Use divine intention with that. And go slow, be gentle, go, you know, as you would almost an animal, I'm not calling him an animal, but you would approach somebody who is, you know, backed up, scared, and also ready to fight. Mm-hmm. It feels as if the fear, the hurt of, is more than the anger. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, is there anything we need to know about here? No, when he... but let's rewind back to the lifetime where you were trying to find him, the genders were reversed. You swore, I will walk the ends of this earth to be with you. And you did. You just adored her. Like, everybody wants that kind of adoration, right? To just... that romantic adoration of, yes, I will always be here and love you. And that was your swearing to him. So bring that forward. You know, you can do that. This lifetime, you can allow those to go away. And be in that love pod if you want to. But both of you came to learn some lessons so that you can become, you know, bring that divine love. The distractions. So Are you ready to go into the distractions? I'm sorry, yeah. I'm going fast because the information is going fast. Going, usually I pause between lifetimes and I'm like, okay.
So. I'm so ready. That's why I think it's moving.
Yeah, okay, that could be it. Like you're just like wanting this information. It's going really fast. Yeah. All right, so let's go and let's look at some of those distractions, some of those toxic relationships. So those came in. The one in particular, the longest one, your marriage, came in to teach you more about your belief systems and what needed to go away. So some of those belief systems you had seem as if they've fallen away. And what you're showing me in this picture is that you literally had a list, right? And each of the lessons were on its own piece of paper, and you're holding a clipboard and you're like, okay, this lesson done and this lesson done, almost as if you're walking through a warehouse and being like, this task done. Okay. Yep. We don't need that one anymore. Let's get rid of that one. This one we're going to revise a little, and you're just doing that. So that's what he was about.
Yeah.
Was, and the message is getting out of your own way. So sometimes we need to clear away the debris and excuse my language, the shit, to get to what we need to get to, right? That's what that is about. So you learned a lot, you received a lot though in that. The other part of that is your children had to do with you being with him for so long. Not in the sense that you stayed with him because of the children, but in the sense is that they wanted both of you as their parents because they have lessons to learn. So it wasn't just all about you and him, it was about them as well.
Okay.
Okay. So how is this making sense? Are you following me?
Okay. Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay. Anything you want to elaborate on, or anything you'd like more information on? That's not.
I mean, I guess I understand. You know, because I've had the hard lessons and learning, like that. What you're saying totally resonates, and and then I do know from that experience, that journey, that other, you know, kind of, it was shown to me that the other person, that he was, you know, really like a fallen angel, and that he's not going to come back, and I just really want to like not run into or like let those kind of people into my life, and I guess I just, you know, I hear what you're saying about go gentle with him, but I guess I'm fearful of like what I know, the knowledge that I have in my heart that came to me. But then I'm like, is it too late? Like, did he close his heart off to me? And he's not going to want to be with me now.
So go ahead.
That I have, you know.
So look at that information as if it was information. If you can, write it out on a piece of paper and detach.
Okay.
Keep it separate from yourself. So this is something that's coming to me, a little tool that you can use. But it's showing me to write out what you know on a piece of paper and detach from it, set it aside. And then I want you to treat, and I know what you do for a living, so I'm not going to kind of disclose, but as if you were taking that information and using it with a client versus yourself, what advice would you give? What would you do for that client with the information that you have?
Okay.
So try and separate those two. And as I'm saying that, I'm getting tingles.
Okay.
That'll help you find your answer, your innate knowing on exactly how to approach this, because it still feels there's a lot of possibility, if that makes sense. I could say it's going to go this way, but then there's a possibility that it could go another way. And then, as you know, with intuitive readings and readings of the future, if I say, oh, you're going to meet the man of your dreams and he's going to have blue eyes, and you're like, but I want him to have brown eyes, totally changes the trajectory of everything. So just know there is still a lot of possibility there. I mean, a lot. There's many, when I'm looking at it, there's like several doors open, like that you can open there. But to find the right path for you, write down what, like I said, it's showing me, just write it down in a list, like 1 through 10 or however many, and set it aside, and then come back to it and approach it as if that were a client coming to you with this information. And how would you treat that client? How would you go forward with that? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Okay. And sometimes, because you're showing me, interesting, you're showing me a path. So he's not necessarily, he could be on a different path, but there's several in front of him, and it's almost like a labyrinth where you just keep going. And I don't know if you're familiar with labyrinths, and you walk and you know, you go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth till you get to the center, and then you reverse and you go back and forth, and it feels as if he's in that labyrinth, okay, going back and forth. So it may feel as if he's pulling away and he's on the wrong path, but he's coming back, and he's going back and forth and back and forth.
Okay.
And that is a two of you. So when you think of that labyrinth, you know, he could be going to the center while you could be going back, coming back from the center. Your paths are still going to cross. You're still going to intersect.
Okay.
It just does not look like it when you're doing that, if you've ever walked a labyrinth with somebody.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it looks like, oh my God, they're so far away. Where are we? Like, how is this going to happen? Yeah, eventually you will come back and intersect.
Okay.
All right. So I think we're clear on the past lives and past love lives with each other. Did this resonate with you as far as him? If you can share a little bit about that.
Yeah, it definitely is interesting because, I mean, he's definitely really masculine, but he does have, like, when I was back around him, because I hadn't been around him for 30 years, and it was really interesting because I hadn't gone on this journey yet when he came back, and I went on, and there was a lot of things that came up that I felt around him that I kept wanting to, like, push away because I didn't really understand what it was. But then it was like this, I don't know, this wild, like, comfortable feeling where I would be like, you can't be with him because, again, he's like, you just get all free with him and you don't stay focused and you gotta work on your practice, you know? and so that was, you know, coming up as well. But something interesting, I guess, is that people that were around us when he came back for that short time, even my children, you know, because I've dated other people, my girls were like, it's so fun to see you, Mom. Like, you just seem so yourself with him. And I was like, and I pushed that away too. That was so weird. I was just like, I don't know what they're talking about, you know, like, well, I'm comfortable with him, you know. It was like, I just wasn't ready. I kept, like, and then I just, it was such a battle, I guess. I was just trying to navigate. And even when we were young, it was a little bit of that too. Like, I felt so free with him, but then I had this, you know, this expectation, this religion that I was part of. And it was like, I just felt free with him, but then it was like I would let shame come in and be like, we can't be like that, and he'd be like, okay, whatever, you know, like, he'd just shrug his shoulders and be like, okay, and then I'd be like, oh my gosh, I love you, you know. It's just like that kind of thing. And I guess I feel more settled now, like, I, and that's the part that's hard, is because I feel this and I'm just like, what if he doesn't feel this way anymore, you know?
So I guess
we'll see.
Okay, I have a question for you, because you're showing me, similar to what I explained to you, how, you know, the girl with the coven, when I did the reading for her and being restricted, you're showing me a belief system that you may have, and I'd invite you to look at some of those. What would happen, and I'm going to ask you this question, you can ponder it on yourself, but what would happen if you didn't deny yourself that joy and love?
Yeah.
Are you holding back for yourself? Or are you holding back for someone else because somebody else told you?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's like an internal battle because of like my upbringing. It's like, oh, you need to be with someone that like, because we were part of the same religion before. I'm not part of that, but I do have, you know, a belief in my God, you know, as far as it's maybe not mainstream from other people, but I am definitely have my own spiritual beliefs, and I've come to know that and feel that. And he's, I don't, you know, last when we were together, he was like, I don't even know. He said he believes in energy, which I can completely relate to that, you know, and he's like, but I don't know about the other stuff, you know. But he's like, well, if you want me to go to church with you, I will. And then I was like, well, I don't want somebody doing something they don't want to. And, you know, so I've shifted a lot in that aspect of things even then, because I have a different understanding after having the journey that I had. So I feel like I'm able to open myself up to him and who he is in his heart, and not like, you know, this legalistic, idealistic, you know, person that has to fit all of this where I was, you know. So I do still battle between the two, you know, of like, this is the world that I want, but then I close my eyes and I think of just us together, like without everything, just push it all away, and that feels really peaceful and like settling, I guess.
Mm-hmm. So you're show, because you're showing me you want to break free, you're just not quite sure how. And if I could, I would write you a a permission slip to say, you know, just dive into the pool of love and break open, run naked through the streets, you know, proverbially, not reality, but you understand, like, and just flow. And I know you know this, and you know the work that you do is once you have that breakthrough and you show me the woman breaking open and just, you know, the colors flowing and everything coming, give yourself permission, and I'm giving you permission, and not that you need it, but give yourself permission to allow and receive that. So let go of some of those old barriers, the old, you know, ties that have been holding you back, because obviously they're no longer, you know, and I'm not trying to say obviously mean, but they're not serving you anymore.
Right, yeah.
And so think about a way where you could just, you know, do some practices and shake it all loose and let go of those ties, and then come at him, then open that conversation. And again, go slowly, go lightly, and go intentionally.
Okay.
Because you do have a beautiful connection. There is opportunity for union. It's going to take some communication, but that is your lesson with each other, is to learn how to communicate in this lifetime, right? Because you're, and the funny thing is you might give him flowers. It might make his heart melt, you know, because they will remember things like that. The soul knows. So taking those, you know, reasons why that might have come up is, you know, maybe being meticulous in something about giving him a gift that is straight from the heart, and you took so much time. You know, that is, and I'm getting tingles, so yes, do that, please. So that you still have that love language, you know, look back onto some things like you used to do and speak differently. Your language, your love language with each other is not like any others. And that is beautiful that it's not like any others.
Yeah.
But it will take some patience.
Okay.
All right. So just take a deep breath in. And that feels good. Do you feel good? You have that answer your question about if this is right or not?
Yeah, that definitely helps so much. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Laura, so much for sharing your journey with us. Like, I love doing these readings. They are so much fun. And I'm so grateful that you came out and allowed me to be your guide today.
Thank you so much. This was really special. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm going to go ahead and close out. So now to my audience, as we wrap up today's episode of My Soul to Soul Journey, I invite you to consider that each of our past love stories can be a key to deeper self-understanding and a step towards the love we desire. Take a moment to cherish your past and see them as lessons for a future filled with deeper love. Don't forget to subscribe and share this podcast with those on their own path to discovering transformative love. If you want to be a guest on a future episode, click the link in my bio. You can also find a link to book a private session and receive personalized guidance on your own soul-to-soul journey. Until next time, keep journeying from soul to soul. Thank you.